T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Oh, B. Mitch and Finley, we're all live on location today. Me and the DOC holding it down on Florida Avenue Northwest, D City Smokehouse. Come through if you want. B. Mitch holding it down in Detroit. B, I got to tell you, I was just coughing up a storm. I had nuts in my throat.
I told him to save that for air.
You and Jeff, bro.
I was coughing. I was eating peanuts. They were stuck in my throat.
That shouldn't get stuck in your throat. You chew them properly.
I was in a hurry. But soon I'll have a half smoke stuck in my throat. That'll be much, much better. A man that knows his way around a barbecue and a smoker is our friend, Mr. John Keim, ESPN Commanders Insider. Johnny.
Buckeye.
Draft day. We finally made it.
We limped to the finish line, baby, but here we are. Let's go.
I want to start with the infighting herd around the DMV. Earlier this
week. Really? There
was? Yeah, there was. Earlier this week, you had myself, a bunch of Commanders reporters, join you for your podcast for a mock draft, basically. Everybody making a pick at two. And everybody agreed, but there was also some beef. Is that accurate?
A little bit, yeah. Yeah, that's always good.
Yeah.
I think we needed to expand on that beef, but we ran out of time.
Yeah, you're right. I was bummed to miss it. But, John, where are you in this? I think now Doc is on the record, thinks it's going to be Drake May. Brian and I both believe it'll be Jaden Daniels tonight. Nothing with you know, the utmost conviction, certainly not reporting anything, but I'd say all signs are pointing to it. Where do you land?
I still say all signs pointing to Jaden Daniels. So that's where I am. That's where I've been. Nothing has bumped me off that. I think the only thing that – the one thing that for all of us, it's nobody can say for 100% conviction who it's going to be. And I'm not even convinced that it would be Drake May if it's not Jaden Daniels. But, you know, unless you hear it from somebody in that tight circle of leadership, it's just a signs point to all, you know, indications are, et cetera. So that, but I'm staying on Jaden Daniels because that's where the math in this whole process has taken me.
So do you, are you alluding that you think don't count out J.J. McCarthy quite yet?
Yeah. No, definitely. Yeah. I wouldn't count him out at all. And so, you know, there's been no reason to for me.
I think there's four options here, right? There's draft Jaden, draft Drake, J.J., or a trade, like trading back, acquiring picks. I think they're all possible, Doc, but I still think Daniels is the favorite, and I'd almost say maybe the overwhelming favorite.
I could go favorite. I don't know if I'd go overwhelming, but I could say favorite. I've said it from day one. I hope somebody does something really dumb and gives us an offer we cannot refuse.
5-1
to move back us, and that's what I hope for. The rest of it is on them.
I mean, that's the thing, Mike.
We expecting other teams to be like we were in the past.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, listen.
I just don't think that they have people that are as dumb as that general manager we had a while ago, who negotiated against himself.
I mean, there have been a lot of times over the years where you see the overpaying for a guy. Even, I remember, you know, Gibbs. It was a second and a third, was it, for T.J. Duckett? Like,
yeah. There
have been a number of things over the years where you look at and you scratch your head. But short of, like, the Vikings saying, we'll give you 3 first-round picks plus Justin Jefferson, mm-hmm. I just – it's hard to see them trading back. Now, the only question would be, like, and I don't see this either, but let's say, you know, the Vikings trade up to 5 and with the Chargers, and then they want to move up a couple more, and you're okay with getting one of those 3 guys, then maybe move back. But then the Giants could leapfrog you
right.
with Arizona, and now you're stuck. So
right.
that's why I just think it's really, really hard. And is it worth it to trade back one spot with, like, New England, you know? And so, and I don't know that they would take the same guy. So it, maybe it is, but I don't see that either.
Talking with our friend John Keim here on the BetQL guest line. You can follow him at John_Keim, K-E-I-M. Check out his podcast, the John Keim Report, on YouTube or wherever you listen to your pods. If you were making the pick, Johnny, who would be your guy? Like, it's not, you're not guessing what they're doing. What would you do?
I'd say Jaden Daniels, and I will qualify that too by saying, like, if they pick, like, there are things with Drake May that I'm like, I really like this. There are things with J.J. McCarthy, even as an Ohio State guy, I say, I understand this and I like this aspect of his game. But the thing that appeals to me most about Daniels, one, every coach I talk to in the NFL who works with quarterbacks, knows offense, says Jaden Daniels. Just, you know, and now some might say, like, well, down the road, maybe McCarthy's better, whatever. But those guys, the ones that I talked to, would be Jaden Daniels. So that resonated with me. And then when you watch him, you see there's a progression as a passer. He's got the experience, and he obviously has the explosive aspect of the dynamic ability with his legs. But what I like is he's a passer who can run. He's not a guy who looks to all the like, – when Heath Shuler, Mitch knows this, like when Heath Shuler came here, he was a one-read-and-go guy. That's not Jaden Daniels. Like, that's a misnomer for him. Now, the question becomes, can you protect yourself? That's always been – that always will be the number one question with him. And even in the early in the process, I remember thinking to myself, like, I like this kid, but is he going to be able to protect himself? And if he does – and it's an if, because he's got to show it. It's a mindset thing. But if he does, I think the kid can be pretty good, man.
John, do you expect to see any trades tonight? I'm talking about with Washington. Not trades. it'd be a trade to move up and change things up a little bit.
To move
I'm
up
talking about after the first pick. After the first pick, yeah.
For Washington to trade back into the first round?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's – so I think all that's going to depend – on how the boards start to fall, right, and how things unfold. Could I see it? Yes. And I, from an analytics standpoint, it's always better to trade back and get more picks. This is an analytics-based group. However, we all know what they need with that second pick, and it's a left tackle, and you've got to get a guy. You know, and I think the question there becomes, there's going to be obviously a lot of tackles are going to go in the first round, but there's going to be another wave where you start to say, okay, all these teams need left tackles. If they start taking them, do you have to then jump up in there to get a guy? You know, the other part of it is there are guys like the name I keep throwing out is Roger Rosengarten, who's a guy that some teams view as a first-round pick and others might see him as a third-round guy. You know, so if there's that wide range in some of these guys that maybe he falls to you at 36. And if you think you can get him there, then you probably stand pat. But you've got to come out of here with a left tackle. So whatever I say about the analytics and trading back, the goal here is to get a left tackle who can help you and be a part of your future. That period.
A legitimate
right,
one.
I mean, if you're taking a rookie quarterback with the intention of playing him and you don't take a left tackle, it's borderline malpractice, honestly.
Yeah, right.
I mean, think about Howell, and he wasn't going to be protected and thought of in the same vein as whoever they take tonight. But, I mean, that kid got his ass kicked.
Well, and then I think then there, JP, where it comes down to, see, to me it's always what is the plan when you have this quarterback? I don't care if it's Drake May, JJ, or Jaden Daniels. What is your plan to develop this kid and to help this kid progress as a passer or as a quarterback? So the plan should not be drop back 70% of the time, ignore the run game. That's not a good plan. So this is what I've liked what they've done in the offseason. Whether it works or not, the approach to me has been the right one. Build up the defense, get a defense that can take the ball away, and then build up, you know, strengthen the run game and take the pressure off of whoever it is you pick. And then you get more talent up front, and they have reinforced the middle, but you got to get that tackle. And so, but yeah, I think philosophy and scheme can help with that quarterback, and I think that's where Howell was failed. And he's, you know, he had to do some things better himself, without a doubt. But I also think they didn't help him enough to help him grow.
Yeah, everybody was kind of culpable in that. Sam held on to the ball too light. I mean, he had some problems.
He was hesitant to let that thing go, boy.
Yeah. Exactly.
What do you think of the possibility of them trading back up for something else? Like, one thing Doc has brought up is the possibility of the okey-doke, right? Whether it's Drake at number two or J.J. at number two or they trade back. What do you think the possibility is there's another move that their analytics guys – and Peters have identified, like, listen, you know, if we could get Brock Bowers, I don't see this happening, but for talking sake,
no.
If we could get somebody like that, or we love that kid Xavier Worthy out of Texas, and if we can add that speed, you know, it would change everything for us. Like, do you think we all know it's QB at two, and we all think a trade back into probably the bottom third of the draft for a tackle is highly possible? Is there something else that we're not thinking about?
Well, I think the positions that you have to look at here is the one is if you look for a surprise, or I don't think this would be a surprise to take this pick, but if you traded up to take them, would be a defensive end, an edge rusher. And, you know, I think, like, because they clearly have that spot on their radar. Now, they signed three guys, two of them are one-year deals, and you want to get a guy in here that can be your guy going forward. And this is all about building not for this year, for the next 5 years, right? So I think, like, that would be a spot. I don't know that they would trade up for a DN or an edge rusher, but they, you know, they had Marshawn Nealon in here. They had Chop Robinson in here for visits. And I think there are a couple other guys, too, for visits that they had who are edge rushers. I would not trade up for a receiver only because it's so deep. And I also think, like, you know, they also clearly want a tight end. Cornerback could be another one because are there enough in this draft to get you to the third round where you can get a guy who can possibly start for you. But I still go, like, you know, but this is where the other part of it too, JP, is like, what if you take one of those second round picks and maybe trade back a little bit and then acquire more picks in those areas so you can address or just keep getting young talent in here. And, but yeah, I think N would be one. The other thing is, like, that's a premium position. Like, they have a chance to fill premium spots, quarterback, left tackle, corner, and DN in this draft.
I think they need to get more than one lineman, to be honest with you.
Oh, I'm with you, B. Mitch. I'd get a right tackle. I'd get a guy who can play right tackle. Fourth round, get it. There's some fourth round good possibilities there. Grab a guy there who can, you know, a late third, whatever, because they don't have a fourth, but late third. Get a guy there around that area that can develop into a right tackle as well. I'm with you on that.
Yeah, I think – what do you think of Big K, the kid from Yale? I feel like that as a right tackle –
He's going to be smart.
Yeah, I mean, you know he's smart. He's big. And Wiley's going to be here. He's got guaranteed money there. I think if you're talking about a right tackle, John, it's for 25.
Yeah, no, I think he's a guy that's interesting. He clearly came in here. And, you know, I think the one question for him is to jump up in not just going from, you know, college to the NFL, but going from Yale to the NFL. I mean, that's, you know, I know, you know, Doc.
He's kind of smart like JP.
Well, Doc was, because Doc went to the Yale of the West, right?
And so
he made that jump, baby.
I went to the Yale of PG County.
I went to the Yale of Columbus. But I do think, like, that's a part of it. But I'm looking for a guy there because, you know, we don't know what Wiley's going to do. We saw what he did last year. And I would – personally, I would want to get another young guy in there that you can develop. And I know they have a couple guys there, Braden Daniels last year. But you got to show more than what he did to warrant that sort of belief that he will definitely do something this year or next. And so I would get another guy in there if possible, and he would have to be someone you keep an eye on.
John, thank you for the time, brother.
I'll see you
this afternoon.
Thanks, Buckeye.
All right, man. We'll see you. Get it over with. Let's go.
That's our guy, John Keim, on the BetQL guest line. All right, we got some news here. Coming up at 11:45, we're giving away Caps tickets. Caps playoff tickets, all right? If you're not listening, you're not calling in for Caps playoff tickets, I don't want to know who you are. Don't you think, Doc?
I'm with you.
And next, we got a fun crosstalk coming down. We're going to connect with the guys from Boston, WEEI, Christian Fourier, and Andy Gresh, because what New England cares about is what Washington does at two. But Washington's also got to pay attention to what New England's trying to get done. And if they're thinking about a trade, nobody go anywhere.
It's Brian Mitchell here. Are you tired of those lackluster cooling systems? Switch to Rood and feel the difference. Thanks to the IRA Act, you can score up to $2,000 in tax credits on select heat pump systems. And Maryland residents, there's exclusive rebates from Rood just for you. Personally, I've upgraded to three Rood 18-series inverter heat pumps to stay cool at my house. Rood keeps me comfortable whether I'm chilling at home or hosting game day parties. So beat the heat this season and visit Rood.com. That's R-U-U-D.com to see why they're the MVP of cooling. And remember, if it ain't Rood.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It ain't right.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We're going to try something really cool. We are going to connect now with WEEI, Andy Gresh, Christian Fourier. B. Mitch, I think, is talking to them right now. I'm just going to say hello. I don't know. Hello.
Everybody is doing it now. But if I have a certain standard and I stick to it, you have to deal with it.
There we go.
Yep, you're up.
Yeah, simulcast is happening, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, we got it going.
We actually made this work.
B. Mitch and Finley.
This is amazing.
And we have Doc Walker also.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Doc Walker. I haven't talked to Doc in forever, man.
Wow. What up? What up?
How
Papa,
we doing,
Papa Doc?
Doc? Hey, Papa,
since we're in Detroit? Yeah.
Papa Doc?
I like it.
Can you rap, Papa Doc?
Where is everybody right now? Doc and I are at a remote at D-City Smokehouse, Florida Avenue, Northwest D.C.
We're right here at Buffalo Wild Wings.
We're basically at
We're right next to each other. I just slid over to their table.
Yeah, oh, I would say right. we're basically, JP, we're at the Odyssey Super Bowl Center. Is really what it is.
Yeah.
The folks at 97.1
Odyssey
Detroit,
Sports.
Odyssey Sports, they've done a great job of setting everybody up. We're in a room, and by the way, the green room setup, B. Mitch is pretty good, right? They got drinks.
Yeah, I've already been into the Nuggets.
There we go, baby.
Love it.
Hey, so can I just ask you guys if I can start this? You all are going to make the pick for the New England Patriots. I just want you to know.
Yeah. Did you know that, by the way?
Did you know that?
So I kind of felt that.
Yeah, okay.
I did
but
not.
But the thing about it, though, which quarterback are you all leaning to? Because I'm hearing all kinds of stuff.
Whoever's
Washington doesn't take.
Exactly.
But I don't know. So let's say Washington takes Daniels. Are you taking May or are you taking JJ?
Taking JJ third. I think it's Drake May. They've been begging for someone to come up and give them. You might have heard us at B. Mitch. We've been joking.
Why wouldn't
about
they go
that.
With JJ? It's another the second coming of Tom.
Well, B. Mitch, they want a bag. Here's what they really want. What Elliott Wolf wants is for some hayseed to over evaluate Drake May compared to JJ McCarthy and go, oh, we'll give you three first round picks even though we shouldn't. That's really what they're hoping for, is that there's someone else that is more needy than them at quarterback.
Okay.
I like the voice for the hayseed there. That was pretty strong.
Well, you know, JP, I'm a Yinzer. I spent the first 15 years of my life in Western Pennsylvania, also known as Western Pennsylvania, so I got that down. Basically, it's just me doing an imitation of my grandfather.
Brian and I believe the Commanders are going to take Jaden Daniels. We don't know, but we think it's Jaden. Doc thinks that the Commanders are going to take Drake May.
Your OC, the Washington Commanders OC, is now Cliff Kingsbury.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. You could not tailor make a quarterback for Cliff Kingsbury more than you could Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
It fits his offense. Even when he was at Texas Tech, as soon as I saw that Cliff was the OC, I was like, well, there goes Jaden Daniels. Because I believe the Patriots value Jaden Daniels much more than Drake May. And they've been trying to do everything to find a way to convince themselves that that can happen. It isn't.
Nope.
Cliff Kingsbury wants Drake, a Jaden Daniels.
And it's been thrown out there that Drake May ran that offense. But when I look at Kyler Murray and I look at the two quarterbacks, the closest to Kyler Murray is Jaden Daniels. He's just 7-8 inches taller.
Yeah.
You know? Right. I don't see Drake May being that type of quarterback.
Hey, Doc, I'm curious. Why May? And do you like him, or do you just think Washington is going to go with him at number two?
I just think the okey-doke, it's too good to be true. I like the kid out of Baton Rouge, like everybody else. But it's just too good to be true. So, on the contrary, because of this offense and because of who they've hired, I go, when has it ever worked out like you wanted to? Hardly ever. So we'll see.
Doc is still, you know,
he's had feel like he's suffering dealing from with PTSD. PTSD. Yeah.
That's true. And what's interesting is Fourier
was there with them.
Well, Fourier has a strong opinion on Cliff Kingsbury because he played with him. Well,
when they brought Cliff in, he broke all these records at Texas Tech, and he wasn't even actually playing. They stuck him in this room as a rookie, and he was breaking down film. I don't think he was supposed to be. And then he would roll out in his sweatsuit, and then when practice would start, and the little guy that would make sure nobody was practicing that should, he took off his sweats, and he started practicing, okay? And now you can't do it anymore. So this is – we're not supposed to do that, okay? And next I was like, why are you in sweats, and why do you have your pads underneath your sweats, and where are your shoulder pads? Oh, I'm hiding them behind the tower.
Oh, I've been through some days like
that. Yeah. So I just feel like – listen, I would say, Doc, I rest assured. Like, I just saw this tweet from Mel Kiper, and take it for what it's worth. Pretty much, hey, listen, it's going to be pretty boring at the top of the draft. It's Caleb Williams 1, Jaden Daniels 2, Drake May 3.
Well, you know, I hope it works exactly like that, and they can go with like 5 minutes, because when Washington is on the clock, I started another show. When they're off of it and make their decision, I only have to do a few more minutes after. I can be free early.
You'll be done early.
Yeah, I'll be at the bar quicker.
Yeah. Well, let us know which one you're going to.
Yeah, but B, they might trade back into the first, dude. That's the trouble for going to the bar early. I remember,
JP, I can handle myself.
There was a draft a few years ago where they traded back to get Montez Sweat, and a lot of people had to react when that trade came down.
True. Yeah, and it caught me, and I was feeling good, and I sobered up real quick.
And what's it like, just so us Patriot fans, Patriots fans, and maybe, you know, Commander fans out there, you guys have been suffering, you know, for such a long period of time. What's it like to draft every year, like, in the top 10? Like,
weren't in the top 10 every year. We always get, like,
they prefer
the top 10.
Like, you know, 13, never, we get 15, 17.
Yeah, yeah, we're in the middle of it where all of the great guys are gone.
Oh, not quite horrible, but just good enough to suck where you don't make
you
the playoffs.
You know what it's like with y'all about no the experience for the next five
That's
to
my
seven
point. Listen, that is my point.
See, they were over here talking, Jay.
No.
But they're looking forward to what we've been dealing with for 27 years.
Yeah.
They're about to experience this.
Yeah, we're virgins at this. No question.
I was asking. I was looking for some advice from the old vet, you know, like, hey, how'd you do it, you grizzled old vet?
Well,
hey,
MB, they did just draft second overall 5 years ago, like this, or 4 years ago. I mean, they just took Chase Young second overall. They just drafted a quarterback. When was Haskins drafted? That was 19.
RG3
was only 12 years ago.
Yeah, but you know what happened?
We are kind of used to this.
We know, I can tell you this, you can expect based off of our drafting high in the top five, the first year is going to be great.
No.
And the rest, don't know what's going to happen.
Oh, then wait, why would the first year be great?
Because both of those guys they won rookie of the year.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
And then after that, I don't know what the hell happens.
So what happened to those guys?
I think with Robert, I think it was too much of he was given too much too soon.
And he got hurt.
Yeah, he got hurt.
Good call.
But you can get hurt, but people have come back from injuries over and over again. But I think he was given too much too soon. He was given too much at a point where he was not mature enough to handle it. And I think that kind of affected him some. With Chase, I think Chase's mindset was a little bit more off the field instead of being on the field.
You're listening to the WEEI 106.7 The Fan simulcast of B. Mitch and Finley with Doc Walker, with Gresh and Fourier. And guys in Washington, I want to ask you, I have a theory that I think has held true for many, many years, and that is dopey new owner syndrome. They can't help themselves, okay? Now, in New England, they aren't dopey owners, but this is the first time that, as Fourier said, whenever Mayo got named head coach, ding dong, the witch is dead. Oh, my God, we can come out now.
Yeah.
So there's a little bit of that maybe going on in New England. Do you guys in Washington have any fear of that whatsoever, that, ooh, it's a first-time owner and he can't wait to ride the roller coaster?
No, I think he has enough experience with his other
Josh Harris.
Yeah, Josh has experience there. And I also think they got a guy who's a professional player. On top of it, has been an owner of other places that could kind of keep things a little even keel. Listen, they're changing up some things. They're Magic Johnson, but they're bringing things up to now the way things are supposed
to be. They're getting
to par. Washington was behind.
Yeah.
By far.
Well, and now they're bringing one of those guys who would be like, hey, maybe you should take a quarterback.
I don't think Josh is going to be involved like that, but I think he hired the right guy.
He's going to be in Ashburn. He's going to be in Ashburn for the next 3 days, and that means, I believe, Sixers-Knicks is tonight, right, in Philly? And he's going to be in Ashburn instead. I think with Harris –
he should be, because that's most important right now.
Sixers-Knicks are tonight, yeah.
Yeah.
I think with Washington, because Washington's going to make him way more money than the Sixers.
Well, and it's the number two overall pick, and it's your first draft, right?
You kind of have to be there.
You should be.
We got to talk to him at the owners' meetings in Orlando, and he was honest, because at that point we asked, hey, you were in the room for the meetings at the Combine. What was up with that? He's like, man, it's my first time. I want to know how this process works. And pay $6 billion for something? I'm not mad about it.
That's what you should start off with. I pay $6 billion. I get to do what the hell I want to do.
Yeah. And go in any meeting at any time, unannounced, whatever you feel like it.
Right.
And that's kind of what Gresham was talking about with the crafts. Like, you know, they were basically locked out of, big decisions, injury reports, and everything like that. And now they basically have an open-door policy.
But it worked for them.
It did.
Nobody's whining, bitching about the outcome and the results.
No, now
it's
we're
about
in
now
the,
what?
Now we're in the hug era of New England. Now we're in the we talk to the media now and players. And
so Bill had the owner scared to talk to the media.
Thank you, B. Mitch.
Wow. No,
Bill, oh yeah.
He's
oh
a no. Badass. Hey,
they got this? Their revenge by making a movie.
How about
well, hey, I'm a ten-part
I respect
movie.
Bill oh, even more God. Now. When you can tell a dude who owns it, do not talk to the damn media. I like that.
Yep. No, it's about that movie, Finley. That was that backfired.
Yeah,
Are
people up there as mad about it? Because it was such a hack job. Yes. I mean, they just went after Bill episode after episode.
Oh, so you recognize that also, right?
Oh, I talked to Bitch about
you're
it going, all the time
after the guy that. Went to more Super Bowls than some divisions combined.
Yeah.
And you're going to try to make it seem like he was bad?
No.
Man,
I'm glad you guys mentioned that because we're so insulated sometimes. We don't hear what people talk about outside of that New England region and how they viewed it, because we felt like they created that to, they took all the juicy, stories and say, hey, listen, this will sell to people who aren't football fans, right? Make this guy the bad guy. Make this guy the, benevolent, owner who just wants to keep all the peace. And make Brady the tortured soul who's just trying to win championships. There's something out of a Shakespearean play.
Nah, man,
it really
say what they want. That dude was an orchestrator, and they won a lot with him. They can't. The people are not that stupid to believe that crap that they try to put out.
Did you guys was there any a chance that Bill was in the running for that head coaching job with the Commanders?
I think once they hired Adam Peters, he wasn't.
I think I think Magic wanted to at least discuss Belichick. And I think nationally there's a misperception that this is just kind of a vanity project for Magic. I think Magic's involved. I think Kingsbury's here because of Magic. I think maybe a guy with Magic's gravitas, you heard along the way here, we heard maybe Jaden Daniels doesn't want to go to the East Coast. He's a California guy. You know who could help ease those concerns is a fellow Magic like Magic Johnson, who does work all over the country but lives in L.A.
Agreed.
But the thing of it, I just think that with Bill comes in, that's a lot of stuff with it.
And if you're a lot of good stuff.
But also a lot of things that are going to mess up. If you think Adam Peters is the guy, and you hired that guy first to come in here and change it. You can't bring Bill Belichick.
Why? What if he says, Andy Reid had power in Philly. He turned it down
Andy
and
Reid,
took less
Andy
power.
Andy Reid's power is not like
You don't think it's the
Bill
same Bell- thing?
So
Belichick
walked around like Darth Vader. Nobody's got power like
yeah,
that.
But he literally told Arthur Blank, he's like, I don't want to do it. I can easily see him saying, hey,
everybody's
I'm
scared.
You know what?
No, but
Kraft was
they
also
him.
Backstabbing
they
him in that process.
Michael Jordan didn't want to shoot basketballs and go to the hole, but every time he touched one, he went, didn't he?
Well,
Bill Belichick has been doing this all his life. He cannot change.
Nature?
He can't change.
But maybe so, and we'll see. You think he coaches again?
Probably so.
I don't know.
Somebody is going to go with it, and then people don't believe that his style works anymore. I think that's total BS.
I agree.
Because if you're consistent from day one being that way, everybody falls in line. But if you try to play the game as most coaches do today, want to be rough one day, oh, very nice the next day, rough the next. No, Bill's going to be the same way the whole time, and guys will fall in line.
It's too confusing.
And if he's successful, people go. They already know his history. If he comes in and he's successful, everybody's going to fall in line.
So, JP, are you ready for this next year after I'll say maybe like a 10-win season in Dallas? We get, hey, I went out and got me Grace head coach of all time because we got fine way to beat everybody in our division. There we go. Here you go. Here's Bill Belichick. Are you ready for Bill Belichick?
Yeah, he'll hate
Cowboys?
Bill in the end just like he hates Jimmy, who won him 3 Super Bowls.
I would think so. But if he won him one, at least Jarrah can go to the, you know, Hall of Fame in the sky.
There could be a mutually parting of the ways for that team as well.
Hall of Fame in the sky. I love it. It'll be very interesting what happens with Belichick. And I think he's got to try to break the record, right? I think he certainly wants to try to pull that off.
Absolutely.
But I think Washington wasn't a fit. Does he want to rebuild a team? He wants to go somewhere where you're winning.
I think he loves the rebuild. I do. I think there's a part of him that he's such a football hardo. Like,
but he's shown a little bit where he don't know how to rebuild.
What's that?
No, he doesn't.
He's shown where he doesn't know how to rebuild.
Wait, that's not what he wants. He wants a talented team that is underachieving. That's what he wants.
Fair.
So he comes in there, he whips them into shape, right? And then they win because they're talented, but they just have no direction.
Yeah.
You know, they have a coach that is inconsistent or just stupid, which I think is fair to say for some coaches.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're just dumb.
It's amazing to think that a great
you play long enough, you'll run into some dumb coaches.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Would you say there's more? Yeah, more dumb. Thank you. I say this all the time. You run more dumb than good.
The players make them look smart.
Yeah.
Hey, JP, you know what? Someday what we'll do is we'll put the three football guys together and then have them tell stories, and then you and I will go play 9 holes or something like that.
We can get
the assorted tales of stupid
coaches.
It'll
take them longer to play 9 holes than it'll take us to figure something out. I promise you that.
Oh, listen, you all hate me, bitch. I worked with you before. I know you got it, baby. All that stuff. And Doc, too. Guys, this was a blast. And
I'm amazed we pulled it off, quite frankly.
Well, this is wild. There's a lot going on here.
Hey, man, listen, you got to give more credit to y'all's producer.
I am.
And ours. You know?
I am. He was sweating bullets.
We messed
back there
with him, but guess what? They got it together.
Our guy, Billy Landy, he sounds very.
Billy Landy is your
Billy
guy?
Lanny.
Landing, okay, our guy is Landy.
Oh,
that's right.
They call him Landfield.
Professor Landini.
If Professor Landini sounds like Billy Lanny, who will tell you, yeah, the Patriots are going to take this guy, he's going to suck. Yeah, he's got that going.
That's
or whatever.
Basically how
no,
it is.
I'm not saying that that's what Billy would say, but it's the way Billy would say it, and that's part of the reason why we love him. Hey, guys, this has been an absolute blast.
Definitely, man.
JP,
definitely.
we'll give you B. Mitch back after he hits some of the boneless wings again.
Yeah, because they're putting the food out.
He likes those wings, man. Let him go. We're good.
They haven't bought the beer up yet, though.
No, that's true. Yesterday, the beer was out early. You guys were here. They had it out at 8:30 a.m. in the morning.
And I don't drink, but there were some missing.
Yeah, I heard it's out now.
I don't drink.
Grab one.
I do.
Hey, thanks, guys. We appreciate you.
All right, man.
You.
Appreciate
all right,
you.
All right. And Washington.
Landfill, I have no idea if I'm supposed to throw us to break, but in case I am, let's go to break. We'll be right back. Mitch Tischler at noon. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. It is your lucky day, folks. It is your lucky day right now. Caller number 10, 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Caller number 10, you will win two tickets to Game 3 Caps Rangers tomorrow night at Capital One Arena. That place will be rocking. We give away a lot of stuff. That is a legit giveaway, man. You get to go to one of these Caps games. I haven't looked at tickets, but I doubt you're getting in the door for less than $250. So you're getting a free pair right there. Now, B, you were telling us that you were getting some wings, and I guess you're at Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings make sense. Doc and I got to tell you about the D-City Smokehouse where we're doing our remote. We just had a guy stop in that's a big-time listener, Lavelle. But, B-Mitch, there was a celebrity here earlier. Do you know who that was?
Doc Walker.
Well, Doc, obviously.
No.
But Rick on the route stopped by to say
what's up. Oh, Rick stopped?
Yep. Yeah, man. Yep. It was good to see Rick.
Oh, shucks.
And the Cluster Buster just showed up. So, you know, we had to be on our P's and Q's for that portion. But they brought us out a plate of barbecue. They brought out pork belly, smoked turkey, brisket, ribs. B, all of it phenomenal. They had these Brussels sprouts. How would you describe those, Doc?
B. Mitch-ist. I mean, it was a little of the charcoal. It was outstanding.
Dude.
All I can say, there was nothing on there that couldn't fly solo and be number one.
Don't worry. They just make sure that they keep my share because I'm coming over there when I get back.
I think, listen, the owner of the establishment, I believe, is going to join us a little later with his official pick for tonight. I want to openly campaign to do more remotes here because it's a very cool vibe. It'd be great in the summer when the weather is just a little bit warmer.
Yeah, you'd love it.
You know what? How about this, Brian? You and I will find an afternoon, maybe a rainy afternoon, because if it's sunny, we'll probably want to go play golf. Or maybe we go play golf and then come in here for dinner. Go play 9 at Haynes.
That's cool with me.
This place is awesome.
It really is. And especially if they get B's Brew.
They should get B's Brew.
And you can walk out here and have a smoke with one of B's sticks.
They got.
B, you're going to love this, dog. This is tailor-made for you.
They got daiquiris, too, B.
Yeah.
Now, I typically only drink daiquiris in the back of a pickup truck. But for this place, I will make an exception. When we come back, Mitch Tischler joins the program.
Hey, everyone. It is Autism Acceptance Month, and we're making a difference together. So join me as I bike to the beach to support local autism organizations. Come out on Friday, August 2nd, and enjoy a 25, 50, 70, or 100-mile ride to Dewey Beach. Ride with me or donate to our team to help us hit our goal. This ride is designed for all riders. You don't have to be a professional, but all riders can join. Bring your crew and help us raise money for autism awareness. Visit biketothebeach.org/bmitch to get involved and make an impact today. That's biketothebeach.org/bmitch. Let's do this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.